You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right. Welcome back to our show. Moving right along here on a Monday.
Moving right along in your general direction. Now I want to see the Muppets.
It is November 10, 2025. It's time now for In the News. I'm your Noted Newsman. Hello? Hello?
Music? Something?
Somebody?
No, there it is.
There we go.
Thought I was going to have to break into more Muppet tunes. Maybe some Rainbow Connection?
Brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today, National Vanilla Cupcake Day.
Oh, I like a good vanilla cupcake.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
That's like the yellow cake, right? Is that vanilla? Or is that yellow cake?
I'm thinking of, well, yeah, like yellow with the vanilla frosting on it.
Yeah, isn't that? I don't know why I associate yellow cake with vanilla. Is that?
Well, if you had a, so you're saying like if there's a cupcake, like a yellow cupcake, but with chocolate. Is yeah, that a vanilla cupcake?
Yeah, I guess that would be. The vanilla cupcake is, so we're only referring to the frosting? What if it's a chocolate cupcake with vanilla frosting?
Ooh, that's a, I think that's a chocolate cupcake.
Yeah, I think that would be a chocolate cupcake.
Because that's what it is.
But the yellow cake with vanilla frosting, that's a vanilla cupcake? But a yellow cupcake without vanilla frosting, is that a vanilla cupcake?
Is the cupcake determined by the flavor of the frosting or by the flavor of the cake?
I think the cake. Yeah, I think we're going cake here.
Then there is no such thing as a vanilla vanilla cupcake then because
sure
I don't think that yellow cake is vanilla. I think it's yellow cake.
Don't you have to put vanilla extract in yellow cake?
I think
cake?
You put vanilla extract in just about anything.
Well, I tell you what, this is a question that needs to go to the Supreme Court. I don't understand.
I don't know what we're doing.
How are we going to do this?
Yeah.
Never thought about it.
No.
It is also area code day, so, you know.
503, baby.
Area codes and stuff.
360.
Wait, you're 360. You're not. I am not 503.
I am 503.
I know your area code is, but that's kind of cheating. You're a 360. Yours should be 360. You don't live here.
Who has a landline?
What?
Well, my mom still has a landline.
Really?
Yeah. She still has one.
I'm going to call and leave a message.
They don't have a... You'll get the... The what? Voicemail has not been set up. I don't know why they still have a landline. 907, Anchorage, good old Alaska.
You know, they changed ours when I was a kid. 785, I think.
Well, that's like in Portland, you get the 971. You're like, oh, 971.
Yeah, that's the new one.
It's a bastard one.
Yeah, you want to be the 503.
No one wants that.
Well, what on earth was going on in Woodburn?
You also did not mention, by the way, happy birthday to the United States Marines.
Oh. All right. Well, happy birthday.
It's kind of a big...
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal. The Marines? Come on.
It's a big deal.
Yeah. Just wanted to all my Marine friends out there, go United States Marine Corps. Part of the Navy. Although they don't like to claim that. They get a little pissy over that one.
That's a big deal. Thank you very much.
Three injured after an explosion at a Woodburn motel Saturday night.
Oh, I read this story and I immediately knew what happened.
Three people were hurt. Officers responded to a report of the explosion at the Woodburn Inn, located at 1025 North Pacific Highway. Mm-hmm. This was about 10:45 p.m.
Yep.
They found a 25-year-old man outside on the ground level rooms with bleeding caused by flying glass and debris.
Yeah.
Inside the room, officers discovered a 33-year-old woman and a 36-year-old man, both suffering from burns.
Yeah.
All three were taken to local hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries.
And no one could... I love in the story...
What are they doing?
Yeah, no one knows. Let me just... Have you ever seen the Woodburn Inn, by the way?
No, but I'm seeing pictures of it here.
Yeah, it's not...
Look, it's in Wood...
Yeah, I lived
in... It's in Woodburn.
I lived in Woodburn, all right? I'm familiar with the Woodburn Inn. At no point has anyone ever been like, hey, honey, I know what we can do. Have a very romantic weekend. You know where you want to go? Woodburn Inn. By the way... $68 right now if you want to go ahead and gobble up a room at the Woodburn Inn right now.
That seems high.
That's pretty tasty. $64?
Yeah, that seems
Kidding me? So you have two dudes and a gal. No one knows what they were doing at 11 o'clock at night and the room blew up. Yeah, I got a good idea what they were doing. And I can assure you it was not playing Parcheesi.
What is the nicest thing to do in Woodburn?
The nicest thing?
I
think it's the outlet mall.
Is it?
Yeah.
Isn't there a tulip farm down there?
There's a bunch of that stuff out there. There's some nurseries, and the Smuckers had a big place out there. You could go strawberry picking if you want. But yeah, it's got to be the outlet mall, right? Like that's like the number one. That's the number one thing to do.
Go shopping.
Well, what else do you do? Again, I lived out there for like 2 years.
I think the tulip farm is like the nicest thing to do. I'm going to challenge you on that. I think the tulip farm's better, if that's indeed where it is.
I'm on TripAdvisor.
What do they got?
Top things to do in Woodburn. Number one, premium outlets.
Is the tulip farm on the list?
Yeah. Wooden Shoe Tulip Farm.
Where's that?
Number two.
Oh, wow.
Hanson Vineyards.
See, I'd flip those two.
Number three.
Oh, there's a vineyard out there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's a Woodburn Historical Museum.
Didn't know that.
OGA Golf Course.
Yeah, been there many times.
You'll also appreciate number 7 and number 8 on the list, Woodburn Junk Removal and TJ Maxx.
Woodburn Junk Removal is a top 10 thing to do in Woodburn?
Bingo.
What?
Yep.
TJ Maxx making the list, too, is a little confusing.
Number 11, we have the Rose Arbor Farm and Alpaca Cottage.
Okay, there we go. That's better than TJ Maxx.
And then
what even is TJ Maxx? What do you do there?
It's like Ross Dress for Less.
What?
Is it only clothes?
Yeah. Well, it's like Ross. They got home goods and stuff there too. It's just Ross.
So it's not only clothes.
Yeah. It's like home. It's Ross. You've never been to a Ross?
I don't know.
I think they're owned by the same.
Is home goods?
Same company.
Same company.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So I think Ross, TJ Maxx, and home goods are all the same. It's under the same brand. Okay. You know what comes in at number 12? I love this, by the way.
They go all the way to 12?
They go past TJ Maxx.
Nobody thought to stop at TJ Maxx?
No.
Like, oh, maybe that's enough.
Remember we had that story about the two dudes that were running for political office and they got caught up in the massage parlor scandal in Woodburn? It was the greatest.
Yes.
It was one of the greatest stories we've ever reported
on. Yeah, I do remember that. I just forgot it was in Woodburn.
Number 12? That would be the Asian massage parlor.
What's it called? I'm asking for a friend.
Just go ahead. It just says on here that it can help you reduce stress and relieve built up pain.
I've got a phone number if you want it.
No, and increase the overall quality of your life.
Okay.
They specialize in multiple massages, affordable and customizable.
Multiple? What does that mean?
Maybe one's not enough. I love that. This makes me miss living in Woodburn.
I mean,
there's a lot of good stuff.
That should be higher than TJ Maxx.
Nah, it comes in at number 12. That being said, I think we all know what happened in that motel.
Yeah, meth, huh?
Good idea.
Isn't that what it is? Like they're cooking meth?
Yes. It was an explosion.
Yeah, like what else?
They had a Bunsen burner in there, and like they decided that they were going to do high school lab experiments.
The hot plate got too hot.
Yeah, they watched one too many episodes of Bill Nye the Science Guy and got a little loose with it. No.
Why did they do that?
I think they were cooking up some crack.
Now, do they do that at a hotel just to save their own properties from
I guess. I mean, I don't
being bombed by themselves.
$64, man.
Better bomb the Woodburn. Yeah, pay $64. It saves you a bunch of money on your house yeah. when you blow it up.
Exactly. You get that. I'm sure, like, you get some insurance on that, whatever, and I just love this. I love when stories are so vague like this. They're like, oh, it was weird motel, middle of the night, blew up. No one really knows why.
We're looking to confirm the reasons. Yeah, I think we know.
Yeah, we know.
All right. What's next here? Take a look here. Oh, well, we've got some battles with the government, the feds, and the local municipalities.
Thanks a lot, Obama.
Yeah, so we got the latest on the snap fight coming up next on in the news here on 105.1 The Fan. All right, welcome back. The fan text line can be reached at 503-864-6326. Someone said if Woodburn is like if 82nd Avenue was a city.
Yeah, I can buy that.
I think that's surprisingly accurate.
Yeah.
With a golf course and a tulip farm yeah. and a TJ Maxx.
There's an Abby's Pizza there when I lived out there. There was a Wendy's and a Jack in the Box. It's good times.
It is November 10, 2025. This is In the News here on The Fan. Oregon Attorney General Dan Rayfield, alongside a coalition of 22 attorneys general and three governors, successfully filed a motion for a temporary restraining order to ensure those who receive SNAP benefits in November can keep them. SNAP, of course, standing for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Food stamps.
Yeah.
The district court blocked the Trump administration's attempt to reverse the distribution of these benefits, allowing them to remain accessible in Oregon.
Now, isn't the shutdown ending?
So there you go.
Is it waiting?
No. I don't know.
I thought.
Don't ask me, man. I'm not up on this kind of stuff.
I thought we
they
had.
They all disgust me. All of them.
I think it's coming to an end.
And I'm out.
Like soon.
This kind of whiplash lands directly on families who are just trying to keep food on the table, said Rayfield. The administration tried to threaten states, and Oregon will not let them threaten and attack hungry families. And we're going to fight like hell to keep those benefits where they belong. Hmm. And he added at the end of that, "Here now."
Here now. But I don't know.
Here now.
Every time I read that, because I heard that they, but they still said they weren't going to give them out. So I don't know. I don't know anymore.
I don't know either.
I just hope.
I don't follow it.
I hope whoever needs food gets food.
No kidding.
It's embarrassing to me that you're having to choose between food and not going broke because of healthcare.
Hallelujah.
I am absolutely stunned at this point. But hopefully, if you need food, you get food. Somehow, whether it's through this, church programs, food banks, and I hope that everyone can afford to go to the doctor occasionally. I don't think that's too much to ask.
All right. Well, looks like we've done some damage here.
Sorry, Woodburn. I'm sure it's a wonderful place.
Yeah, you know,
I enjoyed my two years
in
Woodburn.
Look, here's the thing. You said, I'm sure it's a wonderful place. It's not. It's just that there are probably wonderful people within it.
Yes.
But it's not a wonderful place.
It's
just not.
There's a reason.
You live there. You know.
I know. I just
want to. Stop lying to everyone.
I don't want to bag on it too much.
I'm sure there's a bunch of great people in there.
Yeah.
In Woodburn.
Yeah. Well, the country was peaceful and, you know, shout out Puddin' River Road.
What was peaceful?
The countryside.
Oh.
I had a beautiful place out there. It was on acreage.
Yeah, but I thought you said all the Russians were, like, in their armed guards and stuff were running around out there.
It's possible the Russian mob built a house next to mine, which was a little scary, and possibly murdered my goats.
So
there's a reason why I left.
Yeah.
But there were good things.
Peaceful? They're goat murderers.
They did compensate me for said goats and then told me to never come back on their property.
How much?
And I never did.
How much did they give you for goats?
He peeled off a couple hundreds. And then when I kind of was like, well, that's not. Then he threw a couple more.
400?
I want to say it was more like five or six. It was very fair. It was more than
More than you. Like, well, what's a goat cost?
Dude, I think I paid like $30.
For a goat?
Yeah, they weren't.
Really?
Yeah, it was super cheap. So when I went to talk to them about the slaughtered goats that their Rottweilers had done.
Oh, it was the dog. I was like, why did they kill the goats?
No, they had some guard dogs that came over and tore my goats apart.
Yikes.
And I thought that was a bit problematic because I had young kids. And when I went over there to have the discussion, I was basically told to go F myself, and he threw some money at me for the goats. And then I was like, well, no, that's not what this is about. And I think he thought I wanted more money. And then he threw a couple more hundreds at me, and I got the sense that I should probably just leave. And I never came back.
Smart.
And after that, we decided to not renew the lease, and maybe it was time to
this leave. Right after you just said, well, it's so peaceful there.
Well,
you're a liar.
It was until the mob moved in next to me. What are you supposed to do? It's a very nice house.
The switch up was a little crazy.
Yeah. I was a lie. It's a real, like, you couldn't see it, but, like, there was all this construction going on for, like, a year plus, and it turns out they were building this sweet, giant compound on the other side of this orchard. Unfortunately, I don't think that those were necessarily the best people in the world that were living out there. Then, of course, the murdered goats and... What right. could have been? I could have been quite happy in Woodburn.
To answer your question, I am seeing here the Senate is taking a series of votes to reopen the government.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, there you go. Look at him. Look at him out there.
So maybe your flights are coming back.
Getting stuff done.
Yeah.
Yeah. My wife flew this weekend and had no problems.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because they slashed the Portland flights, leaving PDX 10%?
Well, they said 4% initially, and then I think they said as it keeps going, they want it up to 10%.
Okay.
But,
well, hopefully that won't be
I don't know what
necessary.
What specific flights that affects.
I think they're doing the small local ones at first, and then, you know.
Places. Oh, darn it, I can't fly to Boise.
Well, and then if there's multiple flights per day going to a major city, you may now only get one flight.
Shut down the flights to Woodburn.
The helicopter rides.
All right, that is in the news for November 10, 2025. Brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Let's get back to our college football root canal coming up next on The Fan.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount+.